Ready?
Three, two, go.
And we're back.
Behind the
What did
Mask, Forced Friendship.
Forced friendship.
Yay.
All right.
We're all very excited
This one's
to
gonna
be
be forced
here.
friendship. All right, so this time we're still sticking with the same homeroom we've had, but we're gonna focus on some different members of
Said homeroom.
said homeroom. In this
AKA
case,
you.
Andy Sykes and whatever her name is.
Yeah, Andy Sykes and
Miss Adventure, otherwise known as Harmony R. Azimi, or
a member of
the Descendants of Hera. What is
member of the Sense
what does
Bear,
that
also
stand
a
for?
member of the Mistakes, a
Mistake.
punk high school man. While we are in the same campaign, we're doing two new characters from the class, and we're going to go through some of the stuff that is part of character generation, character creation for those people now. So let's take a look at. I'm going to grab the playbooks here, and we're going to run through a couple of things. Now we did a couple of we did some of the sort of the I would say the character basics stuff on the playbooks last time while we were banging
After.
around. So let's take a look at the legacy real quick and answer a couple of. I'm just doing this in alphabetical order, and legacy comes first in the list of playbooks. So there's a few things we need to kind of answer some questions about with the legacy. So we've already talked about who Harmony
Missy.
is. She's part of a sort of a Wonder Woman-esque kind of mythic.
Very Greek.
We may or may not examine why
That.
a group of individuals. Now I'm curious. Your mom is the is the Aegea, right?
Yeah, active and prominent in the city,
Yeah, but
part of
actually your mom,
Overshadow.
not just the. Now, so this is my question. This is something that we should probably figure out. I think this would be a, this is an interesting thing. Is it actually your mom, or is it just the Silver Generation person? Now, the reason I say that is because it's very white. Harmony isn't. So I'm wondering if you're not actually, like, you're part of the legacy, you're obviously the heir, but you're not necessarily like family members. Like, for instance, Wonder Woman, Cassie's not Wonder Woman's anything. Diana Troy, you know, the two in Young Justice where they're the ones being attacked in the hotel room, and meanwhile Wonder Woman is on the screen going like, you know, sister, where are you, or something like that. But Cassie's not part of that. Cassie's just somebody. She's Wonder Girl, but she's kind of like her mom is somebody else entirely who is not a superhero. I'm wondering if Harmony is like part of the legacy, but not necessarily like a family member or a relative or anything like that. And that may be part of the reason why her legacy is kind of like, I could see Harmony having some problems with like being, you know, why does it have to be Roman and Greek mythology? Like, that's not where my family's from. Why do I have to do that? Could be why she her name isn't following that, and she's instead going with Misadventure. Thoughts? It doesn't change anything with the answer to like who's currently active in the city. That's fine, but
I don't think I am biologically a part of the legacy.
okay, that's good to know. You're the next sort of chosen one, so to speak,
Yeah, chosen.
but not part of that.
Actively trying to remove myself from the list of chosen ones.
And well, and honestly, the whole point of the legacy is being kind of judged by the previous people in the legacy and the people who are coming after the legacy. And it's fun if you're not necessarily, you know, family member type of thing. Okay, so member of the legacy, Aegea is the one who's currently like
Active.
the
Part
active
of the part of
adult. Yeah.
World Superhero Organization
Well,
.org.
we're doing so. That brings up another thing we haven't really spent a ton of time talking about is the adult organization, because I would like, I think, so the tie-in that I'm looking for this is like your mentor and your predecessor, your sort of adult member of the legacy, are all part of the same superhero group, adult superhero group in town. This is the picture that I put in there for what was it, Oversight?
Oversight, yes.
Oversight. And we could do Oversight, we could do the Exemplars, we could do
Your mom.
the Defenders. What do we want to, what do we think is a good like adult superhero group name that we want to have?
I think I was just wrong with oversight.
Okay. Okay, so we'll get a picture up there for Oversight.
Most powerful supergroup currently active in Halcyon.
real subtle. You know, like having a building that's a gigantic O.
And or I, as in...
O and I. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Theoretically.
Well, that'd be kind of cool. Fill it in with an I. All right, I'll look for something like that, but just...
Oh, that
eyeball.
The peepers.
All right. Not so we've got her, and we've got Red Panda. So Red Panda, a protege.
Mm-hmm.
Your mentor is Kodiak, and... Again, the idea that both of your mentor and your predecessor who are like coaching you through this and, you know, giving you orders and instructions and stuff like that are both part of this organization. And that's kind of how you know each other because they've sort of, what'd you call it? Enforced friendship.
That's right.
Yeah, they're basically putting you on assignments together sometimes as a kind of like super powered play date.
Super play date. I'm
gonna
hit you over the head with my guitar.
So yeah, it's got the whole thing's got its problems. All right, so let's take a look at some of the stuff with the characters in here, so we can work our way through this. So
funny.
Misadventure.
Yes.
Legacy person.
I think Sean just made the funniest joke ever. I was like A, and he's like, I'm gonna hit you over the head with my guitar. B flat.
I said D flat, but okay, let's roll with that.
Yeah. B flat. Anyway.
All right. So, backstory questions. When did you officially become part of your legacy? I like the idea of like you kept showing up, like for like circumstances were kind, because this is a mystic legacy, right? Like weird
stars aligned.
Weird coincidences kept putting you in the way of Aegea, or putting you in the way of villains that Aegea was dealing with and stuff like that, and like the enemies of the legacy. Like, some of the people who really end up going up against the legacy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hecate.
Hecate, yeah.
Hecate. Mm-hmm.
I got a picture of her.
All right, here we
You do?
Right.
Under villains.
No, we don't. Incorrect.
I thought I did. Oh, you might not. Do me a... you might not.
It
might not be showing up.
Also, Palkia. Also, Kalka is in an, Lucifer?
Don't worry about it, Kalka.
I call it random coincidences. She calls it stars aligning.
Yeah, so, yeah, random coincidences kind of, but so, and eventually they just sort of had, like, at some point in time, you used your powers around Aegea, and she's like, I recognize that. That's the signal. That's the daughters of Hera. You're part of that.
You're chosen.
And then suddenly the machinery of the legacy moved into action. And you're like, suddenly you're being involved in these things that you had no interest in being involved in. They didn't like to kidnap you, but they're like, you need to be doing this. And they come and talk to your family and all this other kind of stuff. So it gets to be kind of a thing. Now, on the one hand, it's cool. On the one hand, it's cool because superhero. Yeah. On the other hand, less cool because...
Legacy, I have to live up to all these stuff.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Play my guitar.
Yeah, to say that you don't really line up with the ideals of the legacy in terms of your, you know, kind of appearance and...
Let me shoot thunderbolts! No!
Add Thunderbolt.
Look, Sean, look at the second question. Don't answer it. Just look at it and think about it. And I'm going to move on to Zoe's. Zoe, how did you first meet your mentor? Has it been a long time or not a long time?
I was sort of on like a daily walk that I do. Like,
okay.
By my house.
Okay.
I saw this big towering dude. And I was like, and he was fighting crime. And I was like, hey, I mean... I sort of have superpowers. I maybe can help him. So I tried to help him, and he thought I would be useful because I used my brain, and he does not.
He does not?
Well, he rarely uses it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he would be that impressed by that. I don't know if he would be that impressed by that because superior is the label that he rejects. So using your brain is the thing that at least appreciate the bear-like powers that you have. So, you tried to help him out. Why did he agree to train you? I can wait as long as you want, because I'm just going to edit the silence out later.
no clue.
Why do you want him to train you? I mean, does Andy want to be a superhero?
Yeah.
Okay, so why have Kodiak train you?
He sort of has powers similar to mine.
Okay.
Is Kodiak somebody that you think is cool as a superhero? Mm-hmm. Because he has similar powers to you, because it's mm-hmm. all kind of a bear
sort
thing?
Sort of like, sort of how, like, Kirishima looks up to Red Riot in My Hero Academia.
Mm, I see. Powers. Like, you don't actually have two similar powers. You kind of do, but not really. But it's... Is that why you named yourself Red Panda? Because it's sort of a bear thing? And
sort of... Red Panda. It looks like a ginger
bear. In any case, it's kind of an homage thing. Okay, but why would they agree to train you? Like, you've got the fighting ability, but, like, why did Kodiak think that you were worth the time? Because he doesn't do... I don't do proteges. I don't do sidekicks. I don't do partners.
Foreshadowing.
I don't even... I mean, I'm only part of the oversight because they have a paycheck for this and a budget. Otherwise, I'd still be sleeping out of a van.
That's sort of depressing.
sleeping out of a van.
Anyway, the point is...
Fun and crap.
Like, what makes him go, okay, maybe you're probably worth it?
I'm able to figure stuff out easily. Like, not easily, but quickly.
So was there a time when, like, he was, like, didn't want to waste the time trying to figure out the puzzle or whatever, and you did, and it ended up being the answer to the question and that he would have completely missed? Was there a time when your detectiveness, your detective skills kind of, like...
Yeah, there was, like, I was doing this. I saw him again, and I was, like, he was... doing with this big robot thing.
Not you.
The girl. Not Shell, I'd say, actually.
Well, he was maybe, like, you saw and him and like realized him. That he was either tailing somebody or like...
Running.
Doing a stakeout kind of thing. And you're like, what are you doing? What's it about? And he's like...
I'm, like, going, and he's like... And then he's like, I don't really want to do the entire... Which court do I cut? Because there's a bomb inside the robot. And it was like, I solved it before him. And he was like, you could be useful.
Yeah. He's definitely the kind of guy who goes, I don't try to figure out the puzzle. I just watch them until they screw up and then I punch them. And you're trying to figure out what's going on. Okay.
I just watch.
Who outside of the team knows about your training? Outside of the class and Misadventure and Kodiak and stuff, who knows that you're like Kodiak's protege?
Right.
Like, does your family know that you're working with Kodiak?
Do your parents know?
That, you know, that you're essentially, that you're...
Red Panda.
Yeah, functionally.
Yeah, I'd say my parents know.
I'm not sure if it's that public a thing, because, like you say, Kodiak doesn't normally do partners, but...
He doesn't want to ruin his reputation.
So your parents?
Yeah, my parents know. Pretty much no one else, except for really, really sneaky people. Not you.
The goal!
Okay.
Shell, I mean.
Back to your questions. Hey, Misadventure, back to your questions. What's the greatest accomplishment of your legacy?
Hestia, banish demon by forcefully aligning the stars.
Interesting.
And it has notably changed, like, it is a known thing that this has changed, like, positions of planets. Like, the Andromeda galaxy is like 1,000 light years closer.
Oh, jeez.
Like, let's just move this little...
Magic is terrifying. Good to know.
Yeah.
How does the public perceive your legacy? Are you popular? Is the legacy popular?
Yes.
Is it terrifying because they can... How does the public see your legacy?
I'll be right.
I mean, we...
Popular? Like, terrifying? Terrifyingly popular?
Like...
And do they see Hestia differently than they see Aegea?
I mean, Hestia was, like, one of the co-founders of Oversight, so we're generally popular, yes. But, also, there are at least 5 newsletters who are absolutely terrified of what we can do.
Yeah. Okay. We already kind of talked a little bit about how the legacy ties into your reasons for being a hero.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've already mentioned that you two kind of got forced into a playdate kind of situation where you're, like, they put you on missions and stuff together and things just because it's easier to coordinate, and they're it's sort of a sideways way for them to talk about the next generation of oversight and that kind of deal. You're not entirely sure here about that. So there's a little bit of this kind of against your will sort of thing, but why is the team up? What's the upside? That's actually, it's like, this is sort of annoying, but at the same time, there is this thing is cool.
We do actually work well together, like Tornado of Claws and A-strings. Like,
yeah.
What are your powers? Do you just bash them in the head with your guitar? Because I feel like Kodiak would like that.
Mythic Might, Legendary Speed, and Godlike Beauty. I hit him in the head with my guitar, and I hit them very hard.
Probably don't use your guitar as a weapon, because it will wreck the guitar. Yeah. You could use it as...
I've got a very strong... No.
Like, the guitar is musical.
Legacy. When your team first came together, you did, like, sort of face down a villain.
Did that. Like, what were you fighting?
I feel like a low-tier member of, like, eight of Aegea's rogues gallery, like, Clayface something.
Lucy Horus.
Like a basically a Minotaur type.
Yeah.
Lucy Fire.
Huh?
Lucy Fire doesn't seem like a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, we can do...
Yeah, but open okay, across...
She's not a big deal. She's like 17.
Okay, so Lucy Fire.
All things considered, we did well and impressed an established hero. Who did you impress? The one that I had in there, one of the other heroes that I have in there is, is it Comet?
Yeah, Comet.
So like the speedster that's on the... That might have been like, you guys, maybe you did that before the Enforced Playdate, like you were together and you defeated Lucy Fire and... Comet saw that and basically went back to your mentor and went back to your legacy, like
Aegea.
To Aegea, and said, Aegea. "Listen, what's that?
Aegea,
and goes back to you two, and Comet goes back to those two and says, "Listen, they're good. You should support this, and we may have a new generation for the oversight." And they took that to be like, cool, we're going to force them to work together all the time. And he's like, that's not what I said.
I'm going to go punch a meteorite.
Sit.
Relationships. What's your first question?
You and Blank teamed up a few times before the work.
Well, I mean, that one's kind of obvious. It's
came together, which doesn't really make any sense. You don't have the rest of you.
Misadventure.
Yeah.
You and Misadventure teamed up a few times before the rest of you came together. Yep. We don't have a rest of you.
Well, the classroom is... We're treating the class like sort of a big weird team. Kind of...
The different teams and... The different, like, squads and the team.
It's a big unteam team.
Unteam team.
Yeah, you trust Blank and told them an important secret about your legacy. So the two questions for you, Sean, is you once got caught doing something that shames your legacy with Blank, and you trust Blank and told them an important secret of your legacy.
James.
You could pick somebody from the class if you want to, but you could also...
I like Red Panda for telling him some kind of secret.
Yeah, definitely Red Panda.
Telling them. But what was the secret of your legacy? Powerless against the color yellow.
Star Sapphire is stuck in
there. Or how about this? Hecate is technically part of our legacy.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Like, Hecate is one of your greatest villains, but also technically part of the legacy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the blue ruby look like? It's just a blue stone. Let's
not worry about the gem thing. Worry about that. So, like, what are your relationship questions?
You and Misadventure teamed up a few times before the rest of you came together, and your mentor is cautious. They asked you to keep an eye on Blank.
Shell. Kodiak doesn't trust Shell.
Because of the Rook Tech TM.
Which reminds me, when we come back to those two characters, you guys are going to have a point of potential each, and you're going to get in advance when you get back to those guys.
Anyway, Sean's going to take a power as well.
Sean, you have one more question there. You once got caught doing something that shames your legacy with somebody in the class.
Somebody in the class? I feel like Summoner and Misadventure have very similar vibes.
Summoner, yeah.
Summoner?
She gives off...
Something that shames the legacy. What was that?
Parkour.
No. Macrame.
Parkour.
Parkour.
Combat crochet.
How dare you do parkour? It changed our legacy.
Some kind of summoning? Some kind of like magic ritual type thing or something? Or was it
we almost summoned back the demon that Hestia realigned the stars for to defeat.
Wow. You really think she can do that?
Summoner?
And she summoned.
Listen,
summoner
can doomed do that. Have very high power levels.
It isn't. Yeah, whatever. Anyway. All right.
Magic circles. Oh, circles help a lot, man.
Circle.
So, the one thing that I wanted to write in who's the next possible member of your legacy, and this was back when I was thinking of you guys all being kind of related, but. So erase that for now and we'll figure out. I want to have somebody who you've run into, another younger superhero kid that you've run into a couple times that you think might have the same, you know, the same way that you kept running into, the Gia kept running into you and going, hey, wait a minute. I think you've run into somebody else who might also be a member of the legacy who's like a younger person, hasn't been like brought in yet.
Does this mean make up an entirely new character?
Brought into the fold. Yeah, you can make up another entirely new character. Protege person.
Me.
Choose up to three resources that your mentor gave you and the team. One of them.
Communicators.
One of them is communicators because I want to wait for you guys to talk to each other. What else? I did chem lab because of the detective thing, but surveillance equipment would also be.
No, but that's... Oh, surveillance equipment.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought that was the same thing. What do you mean surveillance systems?
Like bugging devices and like parabolic microphones that let you listen in on the conversations in some distant building and like long distance camera lenses so you can like watch people.
Sort of like that one, like that like microphone that Lloyd put on yours thingy in Spy Family.
Yeah.
Like sort of like that.
Spy equipment. Basically, not like combat spy equipment, but stuff for spying on people. Literally, surveillance equipment means spy equipment. Cameras and mics and bugs and like tracking devices to drop on cars, things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Do you want to say a fake pigeon? Yeah.
Fake pigeon.
A what? A
fake pigeon.
Since birds are obvious, birds are not real.
Birds ain't real. That's become a thing in my literacy class. I don't know why.
There's a website.
No, don't search it.
Okay, do you want something? So, surveillance.
Equipment.
Do you want something else besides a chem lab? Or I wrote in chem lab just as a thing because I was thinking about the detective thing, like taking samples of stuff and running tests on it. And
nothing else really.
A teleportal would be interesting in that you might have, like, okay. Teleportal. We could do it like this. You have access to the
teleport thingy.
What do they call them? Zeta tubes?
Zeta tubes.
Like you have access to all the Zeta tube. Like because you have because you're technically like a junior member of Oversight, you have access to the teleportal network that Oversight has set up. Are we okay? Communicators, surveillance equipment, and what? Communicator, surveillance equipment, and what?
Teleportal. There, just for teleportal.
Are we doing teleportal or what?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Ooh, got
time. Thank you. You guys are exhausting.
My pencil landed on teleportal or near teleportal.
All right. Red Panda. Besides misadventure, somebody else in class has influence over you.
You. Everybody in the class has influence over you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Literally everybody in the class has influence over you.
Why?
Because that's how legacies work.
You're a part of this team for better or worse, and you care what they think.
Yep. You care about what one of these new young superheroes thinks.
Am I playful yet? Am I playful then?
I'm picking you as playful, so yes. Pick two. You please pick somebody else who has influence over you.
Singularity.
Okay, write it down.
He's scary.
So Singularity has influence over you. That's I would not have predicted that. All right. So you guys
are both in the oversight building. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to meet up with your mentors. You're supposed to meet up with your mentors. They have it's kind of like, what day of the week is it? What is the day of the week that you guys are expected to show up at oversight and work with your mentors?
Wednesday.
Middle of the week? Just have to get through Wednesday? Okay, so you guys are both there. Do you guys travel over from the school together, or is this the kind of thing where you just kind of show up there and reluctantly show up?
I mean, I will race you.
Superpowers include mythic might, legendary speed.
Yeah, I just sort of like run across the water. Yeah. They've got like a portal or something on Phoenix Academy.
Yeah, they probably do. So you guys, I like that. Yeah. You guys, yeah.
No, I just run. It's more of a workout.
Yeah.
You run. I race you, and she takes off, and you're like, and there's the teleporter that she forgot about again.
I don't forget about it. I just like the workout.
All right. You're not the Flash fast. I'm just going to make that clear. I know. All right. Anyway.
She's fast enough to run on water.
She's magically something enough to run on water if she needs to. All right.
Legendary speed.
Are you a runner though, or do you just, or do you fly like do like a Wonder Woman like fly?
No, I run.
Okay. All right. Fine. Yeah.
It's
probably a Hermes thing, or Aegea makes it sound like it's some kind of like, well, yeah, Hermes, so on and so forth.
And Aegea just hasn't given me like.
And you're just like, I'm not even hearing that. You're like, I don't want to hear that. All right. So you're at the. You're at the building, in the room where you're supposed to meet up with your mentors. They aren't there. There's a note on the table in this like conference room thing.
What mischief are they causing a day?
And it says that like nobody's around. All the like you don't see any of the main people around. The note says you're gonna be the first person there. unexpected mission off planet. Patrol the city. Minimum of 2 hours. We will ask for a report. We will ask for a report. Underline.
I can tell that Kodiak's the one who wrote this. Or at least wrote that one. That sentence.
Yeah. Actually, patrol the city is Kodiak. In a different handwriting. We will ask for a report.
So much less than 1 hour.
We're gonna get in trouble. If we cover more ground.
Which this? Let's do canyons first.
Canyons?
Canyons district.
Sure. As you exit the building, you notice something interesting. It appears to be snowing.
Golden Joe is brave this time of year. They've got the greatest decorations. It's March!
It's March, and you're in the middle of the East Coast, about halfway down the East Coast.
We're in March.
It doesn't snow very often in Halcyon anyway. It certainly doesn't snow very often in Halcyon.
Oh, they're warm.
Wow.
It also seems to be localized to like about 150 yards around where you're at right now, outside the building.
Hold on. Wait.
It's not snowing everywhere. It's snowing here.
Does a little jog. It's not snowing over here.
What do you want to do?
Damn it, Boreas.
Where is it snowing the hardest?
Like, well, like I said, it's only snowing in about the size of a football field where you guys are at. Like, it's not a big area. It's just snowing here right next to the building.
I'm going to try and find, like, the middle of it.
Okay, the middle of it is essentially right below the wall of the building. Like right next to the wall of the building is kind of like, it's kind of snowing in sort of a hemisphere coming down right next to the building.
Yeah. Why is it snowing? Why snow? Why not?
There's plenty of ice.
It's melting really quickly because the temperature does not seem very conducive to the thing. Do you want to assess the situation and see if you can figure out what's going on?
It's like superior.
Okay.
Assess the situation. What is your superior?
Plus.
You should know that before you roll.
Two.
Plus what?
Plus two.
What?
12.
Okay. Look at this. Assess the situation. Read it for the class. Because you guys never assess, so I'm pretty sure you're not familiar.
I mean, it's true, but...
Listen.
Got all these powers, why don't we...
When you assess the situation, roll plus superior. On a 10 plus, ask 2. On a 7 to 9, ask 1. Take plus 1 while acting on the answers.
Okay.
And do you have a move as part of your character, as part of your playbook, that gives you a bonus to assessing the situation?
Yeah.
Well, that's it before entering a fight, though.
But we're not in entering a fight, are we?
You didn't.
Are.
Sure.
Okay, well, ask 3 questions. How could we best end this quickly?
Figure out who's doing this and confront them. You might want to ask some other questions. I'll tell you what you see.
Actually, let me back up a little bit and then you can ask some questions. So, looking around, where is the snow coming from? There aren't that many clouds in the sky, and none of them seem to be where you dumping down snow. There is snow pouring down. Where is it coming from? You look up. High, high up above, there seems to be a thin bridge leading from a nearby skyscraper type of building over towards the oversight building. It leads over next to the building, and from that contact point where it has come up against the side of the building, flakes of snow are raining down, falling. Makes it seem like it's snowing down here, but there appears to be a tremendous amount of activity coming from wherever from this weird kind of glassy looking bridge that's bridged over from one building over to the oversight building. So somebody's up there doing something on this bridge that's come over to the oversight building. How can we best end this this quickly? Probably get up there and confront them.
What here can I use to stop it, to confront them, to help confront them?
Probably the fastest way for you to get up there would be inside the building. What are you gesturing?
Fist punch.
I'm looking at the thing. I'm not saying that the oversight thing is a perfect representation, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of building.
I'm telling you that there is somewhere nearby. There's a building that got it's a very long bridge, but there's skyscrapers around, and they're not all the way up at the top. They're like coming in at the side of it, like about halfway up.
Okay.
Anyway, and you're right. It's not a perfect representation. There's plenty of skyscrapers around. Continue. What can you use to best it? What are you asking the question? What was that second question?
What here can I use to provoke them?
To confront them?
Yeah.
Well, your own fine selves, honestly. If your membership in Oversight or something like that. Somebody's messing with the Oversight building. Saying that you're with Oversight is probably going to be a good way of getting their attention. What's the third question? You can save it if you want to until you get further in, but... Or you can go inside the building and use the damned elevator.
Yeah, I
don't feel like wasting it.
Honestly, the fastest way for you to get up there would be to go inside and use the stairwell.
Yeah. Cowardice, baby.
Me, Sean. Me.
Yeah, I can see you going up the stairwell, and Red Panda's just is in the middle well of the stairwell and just leaping from handrail, from the stair railing to the next stair railing to the next stair as you're going around, and they're going.
Or I'm just.
Beep. Or you go. All right. Okay, so you go up to about where you saw the bridge at and figure out from there where you need to, what needs to be happening there. So through the window, you see of one of the, it's like in a, I don't know, the building is really big. So there's a bunch of like sort of administration areas. This one is in an area that doesn't seem to have a lot of activity, and which is, would make sense because that would be why they're trying to get in there. And you see outside of the window, someone basically trying to drill through the security glass and into the building.
So it's...
Ooh. Oh,
They're standing on that bridge from the other thing they're standing on is like basically an ice bridge. And
I read... that is the same person. I read Aegis Most Wanted. Oh, this is... Okay.
I've read Aegis Most Wanted. Crap! So they're looking...
Zoe, you better move for this.
Been reading the files. You've learned all about the superhuman world through your mentor researches. When you first encounter an important superpowered phenomenon, your call, roll superior. On a hit, tell the team one important detail you've learned from your studies. The GM will tell you what, if anything, seems different from what you remember. On a 10+, ask the GM a follow-up question. They will answer it honestly. On a miss, the situation is well outside your base of knowledge. The GM will tell you why.
Okay, roll...
Superior.
Superior.
for. Been reading the files on cold snap. Okay,
technically that is
a 7. It's a 4. Oh. That's a 5.
It adds up to a 7 though.
Because you get to add 2. It's a superior roll.
Oh!
4, 4, 4.
I got a
smart brain.
You got very a what now?
Smart. Very smart.
You're smart? So what's it say? What's the move say on the 7?
Tell the team one important detail you've learned from your studies. The GM will tell you what, if anything, seems different from what you remember.
Is there a special thing for if you get a 10?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you got a 7.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, so the thing that you need to understand before you jump headlong into the rest of all of this stuff is this is Cold Snap. Her real name is Luisa Cardoza. Her powers are ice generation and shaping.
Shaping?
She can shape ice. Like, oh. She makes shapes out of the ice and that kind of thing. She's like Iceman or something like that. Like
Frozone.
Yeah, Frozone would be a good example of what...
Frozone with a hit list.
And she used to be a superhero. What is one thing that you have read that you're...
She used to be a superhero.
No, I mean something you make up, something new.
Oh, she's trying to get revenge for something she blames on oversight.
Mm,
okay. Something let me rephrase that a little bit, because they wouldn't put that in the books. They put something like...
Well, no, something you've inferred. You could have, like, read between the lines and gone, oh, well, if this is true and that's true, then she probably... Blah, 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 and you've sort of figured it out.
Something probably happened in her personal life that she blames on oversight, and she wants to get back on, and she wants to get revenge.
She used to be one of, and I'm going to expand on that, she used to be one of the city's up-and-coming superheroes.
Members.
One of the members of an upcoming superhero team. All of her teammates were killed in a horrible tragedy, and given the way she's been acting since then, you have...
Inferred.
You believe... Based on the way she's been acting and the patterns of her activities and stuff, that she blames it on oversight. She believes that she knows who's to blame and that she is trying to pursue vengeance for that.
Justice.
Backing this up is the fact that she is currently trying to break into oversight while nobody's home.
Except somebody's home!
Can we handle this? Give me an honest answer, Red.
I don't think she's that big of a deal.
She was a very promising superhero. But you guys are awesome, so it'll probably be fine.
Why are you handing us all this? We got 2 different corporations at the main guy's throats, and meanwhile, we're facing a...
Yeah, I gotta deal. Everybody's got a lot of stuff going on.
What here is in the greatest danger?
I'm not gonna have you guys deal with the same stuff.
What here is in the greatest danger?
Oh, what here is in the greatest danger? Oh, she's probably trying to get in here so that she can get access to, like... So, what here is in the greatest danger? Probably a database system or something like that. Or like a data bank. Like a room full of, like, computer memory servers and stuff like that. Which isn't... This isn't a great part of the building to come into for that. Although, this part of the building is where a lot of the admin stuff is at. So, it does kind of make sense. She's hitting it on a day when there's nobody really around here.
She did research.
Yep. And she apparently knows that all the supers are not only not in the building, but off planet.
She's done know about us, though.
In order, like, I don't want you to think of her as, like, some crappy third tier. This isn't Kite Man, okay? This is...
Scarecrow.
No. She's got powers. She's good at using them. We're not talking superhero Wonder Woman level stuff, but actual... One on, like, it would be like
Sportsmaster?
The team going up against Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is a pretty significant, it's not the most powerful supervillain. You're not going up against, like, freaking
Dark Side,
but I'm trying to think of a really good example here. Red Tornado, like
she's
not the top level of the thing.
Red Volcano, like,
yeah, not the top level of the Justice League, but the next. Level
she's
down.
Not the top, but she's not the bottom either.
No.
Alrighty. She probably wants, because she's blamed something on ages and not ages, oversight.
Oversight, yeah.
And she wants proof. She's probably gonna go to the files place, the place where they keep all the files. So
As soon as she's in, she's gonna try to get to where all the where like secret records and stuff would be stored.
Can she see us? Like, are we visible to her?
Well, she's so you came into the room where you can see the windows, but it's if you've ever looked through windows that have like sunlight on them on the outside, it's not super easy to look inside, and she's probably trying to get through. Incidentally, that's working, and she'll be in here in a few seconds. Can she see you right now? No, because you're back farther and the room's not lit or anything like that. But so when she breaks in, or if she were to break in, that then she would see you. Yes, yes, definitely. If you, but you're basically going to get to act first, and this is where we're going to stop.
Ooh, okay? All right.
So we're going to stop with you guys about to deal with Cold Snap. What? Okay. I wanted to get all the character stuff set up and everything like that, but for the next thing, we will Cold Snap breaking into Oversight. She's a bit of a tragic character, honestly.
Behind the Mask, episode 2.
Playdate.
Cold Files.
Cold Case. Tune in next time. Bye.
Tune in next time.
Three, two, one.